The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pre-game coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
A very elaborate presentation of the colors by the local VFW group, and they're going to be processing out onto the court as we get ready for the national anthem before our two games tonight. A couple of games, ladies game first, guys game coming up after this one. Should be two really, really entertaining games. That's it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. Bring in the starters, bring in the tip. High School Hoops coming up next year on CARE.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Hey, welcome Welcome back. That's Joseph back at the K-Radio Sports Studio, taking care of all the technical stuff, things and stuff. Joseph, thank you very much, young man. Appreciate everything that you do for us. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and had a nice presentation of colors. They're playing the national anthem by the Oskaloosa Pep Band. And now we're getting set for the tip-off of game one between these two teams, the ladies' game, coming up here on Q-Radio. Let's quickly take a look at the starters. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, under head coach Jordan Hale. Valley Falls is going to be starting Evie Gatzmeyer and Lauren Brown. They're going to have Corey Kirkwood. Corey's been playing great ball. You're going to have Caitlin Yates and Cassidy Frakes. For Oskaloosa, who takes the opening tip and then throws it away, under head coach Kevin Lane and his assistant, Tanya Kramer. Oskaloosa is going to be starting Hallie Wright and Paris Marsh. They've got Michaela Boyd out there with Emma Vogel. And rounding up the starting five will be Lex Massell. Up court for the basketball is going to be Valley Falls. They'll bring it up to the top of the key, look into the middle, and going to turn it over. A little shovel to the foot, a little bit of a travel, and 7.5 to go in the opening quarter. Each team has had possession. Neither team has been able to take a shot on goal yet. Here comes Oskaloosa in the home whites with red and blue lettering a trip. The Bears at home here today. Oskie will swing it over to the left side, get it there to Paris Marsh, work it all the way to the baseline right. Both of these teams are coming out in a very conventional zone defense. The feed in the middle to Lex, her shot won't go. And the battle for the rebound is going to be taken away by Valley Falls. Clearing it away is going to be Cassidy Frakes. Frakes will come down to the board. Corey Kirkwood will bring it up the floor. They'll jump it around to the right side, take it all the way to the baseline, feed it into the free throw line, and then reverse the ball. Take it back over to the left. We're a minute into the game. 3-point shot. Won't drop. And a rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. Emma Vogel will bring it up the floor. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Each team still looking for that elusive first point. Here's a three, and there it is. First bucket of the ball game is going to belong to Oskaloosa. A 3-point shot for Hallie Wright. 3-0. Oskaloosa in front. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. Now Valley will go into the lane. Little 8-foot jump shot is going to be up and in. First points of the evening for Valley Falls are going to belong to Corey Kirkwood. So Corey gets her first two of the night. It is 3-2. We're 2 minutes quickly into the game. Here's Massal with it on the right side of the lane. Dumps it back over to the baseline. 3-point shot. Rainbow too strong. And a rebound is going to be lost out of play. Comes back into the Lady Dragons. 6 minutes exactly to go in quarter number one. Really, really good crowd. Impressive. Good crowd on hand here in Oskaloosa, Kansas tonight. Long outlet pass into the forecourt. Taken down the left side. Valley Falls on offense. Out on top of it is going to be Lauren Brown. Lauren gets it over to Caitlin. Back to Lauren. Her three is up and good. 3-point shot for Lauren. And Valley goes up now 5-3. 5.5 to go in the first. Little baseline runner tipped out. No, rebound Valley. Coming out with the basketball on the board, Evie Gatzmeyer. Evie not a big rebounder, but she was in the right spot at the right time. That ball carried over close to her. She's able to corral it. And up court with the basketball, here comes Valley Falls. You've got Caitlin with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Evie, she'll go three. Flat shot. It's going to hit the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to escape. Valley Falls get out of bounds. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. 2-point ball game at 5 minutes of play in quarter number one. Both coaches on their feet, pacing the sideline. Up the floor with it for Oskaloosa, Hallie Wright. Hallie will try to feed it in the middle, looking for Massal. Diving in for Valley Falls is going to be Gatzmeyer, and Evie's able to tie up the basketball. Jump ball called. It'll belong to Valley Falls. 4:56 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 5-3 Lady Dragon lead. Back out topside with it now. A little full court pressure by Oskaloosa. Now I'm having to work a little harder to get it in the forecourt. They'll bring it down the right side. Nice pass down to the baseline, and LaSalle is going to get a hand in the air, deflected out of bounds. Going to come back in play at their offensive end, just to the right of the goal for Valley. They have the basketball, leading it by a pair at 5-3. Looking it in. Lob is going to come way out on top. Evie with it, goes back to the right side. The three is online, but just a little too long. And the board is going to be cleared down by Michaela Boyd. Michaela will bring it up before herself. She's been playing very good basketball for Oskaloosa as this season has gone on. Swing back over to the left side. Hallie back out on top. It'll go. Michaela now the feed in the middle to Lex. No room. Out on top. Kind of a long three. It's high and arcing and coming up just a little bit short. The battle for the rebound is going to result in a tied up basketball. Paris Marsh did a nice job of getting in there and tying that thing up. Valley Falls is going to go to the bench, bringing in both Brooklyn Schmelsley and Gracie Connor. So a couple of sophomores coming in. And here's a little falling away jump shot. It is up and good. And Oskaloosa on the board, this time off the hand of Michaela Boyd. It is a 5-5 ball game at the midpoint of the first. The drive into the lane, the quick shot is up, and that's going to be free throws. The pass went into the middle, and coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls, we're going to have Cassidy Brinks. First foul of the ball game belongs to Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd. First free throw, it's up and in. Valley Falls goes back in front now at 6-5. 3:57 to play in the first, and the second free throw's up, and it's also good. It's now 7-5. In the home whites, we've got Oskaloosa going from right to left across your dial. Lapita's going to come to the free throw line. Boyd will take it, pass down to the baseline, and it's going to be batted out of the hands of Emma Vogel. Knocked out of bounds. Come back into Oskaloosa. On the left side with it is going to be Michaela. All the way back over to the right, Hallie. Right will feed it in to the block. The kick over to the left side. Good movement of the ball, and then the shot goes up. And instead of using the backboard, went straight to the rim and had a little too much on it. And so the ball goes across, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will come in to Valley Falls. And we're going to see full-court pressure now by Oskaloosa on that inbound play. 3.5 to go. No? The official says, wait a minute. You ladies have it wrong. It's going to be Oskaloosa's ball. So Oski will bring it in. Over to the right side. Right will go to the baseline. Feed Michelle. Shot up. No. Rebound. Cleared away by Valley Falls and Kirkwood. Here come the Dragons. Lauren Brown all the way to the top. Swings it over to the left side. Schmelsley. Her pass is going to be batted away. It's loose on the floor. Rolling around it. In the melee for that loose basketball, we get a foul. This is going to stroll over here to the scorer's table. And is that going to be the second on Michaela? Hold on. 3:10 to go. It is Michaela Boyd, foul number two. She's committed the only two fouls so far in the ballgame today. And Valley Falls with the basketball. They lead by a pair. Here's a three-point shot buried from the top left side by Lauren Brown, her second three of the game. 10-5, Valley Falls. Down to 2.5 to play, quarter number one. Underneath to Masao, up and in, and a plus one. So Lex is able to knock down the bucket, draw the foul, and it's going to come to the free throw line. Foul is going to be on Oskaloosa's. Let's see if they're going to give it to you. They're taking a minute, coming over the scores table. Now you've got Coach Lane all the way out of the floor and across midcourt. And now the officials are telling him, go back and sit down. He's just trying to help. That's all. Just looking to help. 2:49 to go. 2:49 to play in the opening quarter. So Lex hits the bucket, makes it 10-7, coming up with a free throw. Haven't seen against whom that foul is called yet. We haven't got that posted. Free throw is good. So Masao will complete the conventional three-point play. cutting that gap to a pair at 10-8. Up forward, here comes Valley Falls. Little lob over to the left side. Schmelzy will take it way on the left wing. Puts it back off on top of Valley Falls and working around to the right. Now the feed underneath. The shot is up off the floor. No good. Rebound. Scrum for jump ball called. And a possession arrow going to the Dragons. Back into the game for Valley Falls is going to come Lauren Brown. It comes in. Lauren will square, looking for another three. That one is going to be a little wide to the right side, and the rebound is going to be tipped out. And Hallie will clear it down. Oskaloosa running it up the floor. Quickly taking it down the right side. It's going to be Michaela around to the left. They'll feed into the middle. Nice job of moving the ball. And here's a baseline runner. Up a good Boyd has four. And we are tied again now at 10. 2 minutes to play in this opening quarter. These two teams have just kind of gone back and forth. Neither team has probably been playing its best basketball, but it's been very competitive, and they're both out there working really hard on it. Now reaching in, we're going to have a foul on Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel. So Emma will pick up her first foul this evening. And at a minute 49 to go in the opening quarter, into the game for Oskaloosa. They're going to come their first substitution of the night. That's going to be Jenna Southery. Valley Falls puts it in play. Goes way out topside and around to the left. Gracie Connor, shot up, nope, rebound. Cleared away by Oskaloosa. Paris Marsh will sweep down the board. Up court with it is going to come Michaela. They'll feed it out to Lex. Back over to the left side. Paris, jump shot up, won't go. Offensive rebound, saved it. Now it's going to be stolen away by Valley Falls, and they're going to turn it right back over. Just a little mishandling of the ball, a little miscommunication deep in the backcourt for the Lady Dragons. Back it's going to come to Oskaloosa with a minute 20 to go in the first. Still a 10-10 ball game. Oskaloosa will bring it in at their offensive baseline against the Valley Falls 2-3 zone, and now the pass into the corner. It's going to get away and go out of bounds. Valley Falls will bring Corey Kirkwood back into the game. Also, Brooklyn Schmelzy is going to come back in. Minute 17 to play. Here in the very first quarter. Okay, just to think everybody's gotten their players situated. Looks right. Here we go. Quick up-court pass to Schmelzy. The feed across underneath. Oh, that was pretty moving the ball, and then no finish. The follow shot off the offensive rebound is no good. And then the second rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It'll come back once again to Valley Falls. So the Dragons missing a couple of really high opportunity, high percentage shots. Couldn't get them to fall, but they get a reprieve as the ball goes out of bounds. Back to Valley. Inbound it comes, and up top side. It's going to be Cassidy Frake. Right side, Schmelzy. Out on top. Little head fake by Lauren Brown. Drives it back around the perimeter, and Valley moving the ball pretty nicely now. Kicks it back over to the right side of Cassidy. 45 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Remember, no shot clock. They can pass this thing until the quarter wraps up. That's what they decide to do. Here's Cassidy with it. To the baseline right to Lauren. To play off the screen, nothing there. Long cross-court pass, well defended. Got a pass in the middle, it's going to be stolen. Here comes Masal. Left-hand dribble, drives, shoots, scores. Masal. Give her five, and she puts Oskaloosa in front at 12-10. We're down to 10 seconds to go in the first. Back out on top. Going to have to get a shot away pretty quickly. 6 seconds. Round to the left side, no room. Back out on top, 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Nobody wants to shoot the ball, and this quarter will end without an opportunity being used. We're taking a break here in Oskaloosa, Kansas. First quarter of the ladies' game in the book. Your score, Lady Bears 12, Dragons 10.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Hey, we got Joseph back out of Care Radio Sports Studio tonight, handling all the work. Hey, Joseph. Good to have you around here tonight. Wait a minute. That's every night. Joseph puts in more time than anybody, I think. Good to have you around, Joseph. Tom Counts with you here, courtside, and it is a two-point game. Been a good one so far. Oskaloosa here at home, leading Valley Falls 12-10. For Valley Falls, half a dozen points for Lauren Brown on a couple of threes. Corey Kirkwood and Cassidy Frakes each with two. For Oskaloosa, it is Lex Massal with five. Got Michaela Boyd 4 and 3 for Hallie Wright. We go to the second quarter. All in a possession. Basketball is going to go two. Scoreboard says Dragons, but the officials hand it to the Bears. So here we go. It's going to be Oskaloosa basketball. Long cross-court pass to the right side. The feet underneath. Massal puts it up and in for two more. She's now at seven. It's a 14-10. Oskaloosa lead here at home. Early going of the second quarter. Feet over to the right side where Schmelzley's shot is too strong. Rebound Oski. He'll race up court with the basketball. Boyd will get it across the timeline. Now she's going to slow this thing up a little bit. Wait for a team to kind of join her in the forecourt. Over to the left for Oskaloosa. That's going to be Paris. Now Marshall feet underneath them. Massal, the shot misses, and the rebound is going to go out of bounds. It will be Valley Falls basketball. Moments into the second quarter. 14-10. Oskaloosa in front here at the girls' game. Don't forget the guys' game still coming up after this one. Big week of basketball on Care Radio tomorrow night. We've got Benedictine at 5:30, 7:30. Thursday night sportsbook, Friday night, it'll be JC and MHMA, Saturday, the Ravens and Canton, and now on the upcourt play, a little collision across midcourt, and a blocking foul will be called on the Dragons. Foul is going to be the first of the ball game by Corey Kirkwood. And we've got 7 minutes to go in the opening half. 14-10, Oskaloosa out front. Here's a long shot and a long two just inside the ring for Paris Marsh, her first points of the game. Now it's 16-10 Oskaloosa, 6:46 to go. Bears at home here this evening, playing well. Here's a runner into the lane. The shot's no good. Massal rebounds it down. Coming into the game tonight, Valley Falls, 4-6 on the season, 3-3 in the NEKL. Oskaloosa, 6-4, but also 3-3 in the North Texas League. So a couple of teams tied in the middle of the pack in the NEKL. Ball's going to get out of bounds, and Valley Falls is going to bring it back up the floor. 6.5 to go and rolling along in the opening half. 16-10, Bears out front. Up forward the basketball, Valley Falls. It's going to be Lauren Brown, dumps it over to the right side. It'll bounce past to the block, backing in, not a lot of room. It'll come back off on top to Kirkwood, stepping over to the right side. Now the pass to the middle is going to be knocked free. Paris Marsh is going to steal it away and bring it up the floor. Paris is going to take it to the right side, across the way, dump it in and down to the baseline. We'll get it back, swings it over to the left to Halley. Right, a capable perimeter shooter's already hit it for three tonight, and now the ball is going to be dislodged. It's on the floor, and a jump ball called. Possession arrow. Valley Falls. So Valley's going to bring Gracie Connor back in. And entering the game for Oskaloosa for the first time tonight is going to be the junior, Lexi Bradshaw. So Lexi coming into the game, and looks like maybe Fountain Falls is slowing us down just a little bit, getting a little more time with their passing. But then as they try to force the ball inside Cassidy Frakes, it's going to be knocked free, stolen away. Austin moves it down the court, maybe some jump shot right side, good. Nice bucket over on the right side. And Oskaloosa will have the first point tonight for Hadley Hawk, and we will have a timeout. Hadley has two, and the Bears go up eight. Timeout of the court, Joseph at 5:25 to go in the second. Oskaloosa 18, Valley Falls 10.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Coming out of the timeout, Valley Falls brings the basketball up the floor. We're just a little over 5 minutes of play in the opening half. Dragons with the basketball coming out of the timeout that they've taken. Is we've seen Oskaloosa go on a 13-0 run. It was 10-5 Valley Falls back in the opening quarter. Now Valley's going to turn it over with the travel. Oski comes back up with it. 5 minutes exactly to go in the opening half. Oskaloosa will be putting in a play right in front of the bench. Lexi Bradshaw will do the inbound, and walking it up the floor is going to be Michaela Boyd. Michaela crosses at the center. A little look over her left shoulder to coaching staff. Gets the call. Finds out what they want her to be running. She'll dump it over to the right side. Now the feet in the middle of Lex. Comes back out. 17-footer. Just wide right. The follow shot won't go. And a rebound. Going to go out of bounds off Oskaloosa. Back in for Valley Falls, Brooklyn Schmelsley. And back in for Oskaloosa, Hallie Wright. 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Girls high school basketball on Care Radio this evening out of the NEKL. We thought it was going to be a good game. It has been so far. Right now, the home team has taken an 18-10 lead. They're on a real offensive run. Valley Falls is going to see if they can't stop that by getting some points of their own on the board. Instead, the pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Boyd off the steal. Coast to coast. Driving layup. Nice play. Counted and won. Nice steal. The drive to the other end of the floor. Michaela Boyd hits the bucket. She's got six. Draws the foul and a chance at seven. The foul is going to be on Brooklyn Schmelsley. For Valley Falls, it'll be her first. It'll be team foul two for Valley Falls in the second quarter. Free throw will not fall, and the rebound, Valley Falls. It is 20-10. Now, it is a 15-0 run for Oskaloosa. And now a driving layup is going to be up and good. Nice job in the middle and getting that bucket to Lauren. So Brown makes it 20-12. 3:50 to go in the first half. Michaela will take it deep in the left corner. Brings it on top. Masal, Michaela, it's three. Yes, Michaela told you at the start of the ballgame she has been playing really, really well lately and has carried over to tonight. Michaela Boyd, 5.25, 9 so far in the game, and we're still 3:27 to play in the opening half. Ball comes over to the right side. Valley Falls in a basketball. Dribbling it out on top. It's going to be Lauren Brown. Swings it over to the left side to Evie. Gatsmeyer brings it back out on top. Now we're driving into the lane. Putting up for 14 off the window and good. Not sure if that's what she's playing, but it looks good enough for Corey Kirkwood, her fourth point of the game. 20-14. Worth the 3-minute mark of the first half. Hoskey over to the left side. Lexi Bradshaw with it. Kicks it right to Hallie. Long cross-court pass is going to be tipped. Michaela pulls it down anyway. The shot is up, missing, and the rebound of Valley Falls, Evie Gatsmeyer. Evie with a board, and Corey Kirkwood brings it up. Valley Falls is back on offense. Squaring up for three from the right side. It's going to be wide. And a rebound back down again to Oskaloosa. Michaela's been great. Here's a baseline runner that won't fall. And Valley Falls boards it down. Right now, these two teams are really doing just a lot of running up and down the court. Oh, a beautiful outlet pass. And coming in a little bit late, and maybe coming in a little bit too fast, we're going to have a foul. It is going to be on Lex Vassal. Lex will have her first. It's going to be Oskaloosa's first second quarter foul. Didn't have many fouls in the opening quarter. We've had even fewer here in the second. With 2:18 to go in the half, and the ball's going to be turned over, stolen back. By Oskaloosa. Bears up the floor with it. We got a great, great crowd. I mean, both sides of the gym. Really well populated. And as the bounce pass goes into the middle, it's going to be tied up. And on the floor they go. Jump ball called possession. This time to the Valley Falls. No. It goes to Oskaloosa. That possession error has been the same way all night long. Here's a nice driving lay for the right side. And it's up and good. The bucket to Hallie Wright. It is 25-14 and a minute 50 to go. Here's a shot. Blocked from behind. Rebound. Oskaloosa. They are having a big second quarter. Great half. Here's a runner from the right side missing. Lex goes up with a follow shot. They will say she was fouled on the floor prior to the shot. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls' Lauren. Lauren Brown's first foul tonight. Team fouls are going to be even at two apiece in the second quarter. And it'll be Bears basketball at their baseline. 1:38 to go in the first half. And it comes, and Oskaloosa is going to corral a basketball and set their offense up, leading by 11. They're on a 20-4 run. And now the ball's stolen by Valley Falls, and there's a travel in the backcourt. Yeah, there's a whistle. Minute 24 to go. Oskaloosa will bring Jenna Southery back into the game. Oskaloosa head coach Kevin Lane, his assistant coach Tony Kramer, doing a nice job keeping players fresh, rotating them in and out. Not very many dead ball opportunities go by without a player or a couple checking in and out of the game. Oskaloosa will kick it to the baseline, feed it out on top. It goes past the south, over to the right side. Here's a three, too strong. And a rebound is going to out of bounds. It'll be, again, Oskaloosa basketball with a minute 6 to go in the first half. 25-14, Oskaloosa in front. Girls high school basketball here on Care Radio. Northeast Kansas League on a Tuesday night at the end of January. We're getting ready for the moving month coming up here pretty shortly. Here's the pass going to be slapped out of bounds on the far side, and we'll come back in again to Oskaloosa. Valley Falls has only 4 second quarter points. Oskaloosa 13. Skip pass over to the left side. Beautiful movement of the ball, but then the shot won't fall. And a rebound stolen back. Here comes Oskaloosa. They'll feed to left. Back over to the right side. Then right. 40 seconds left in the half. Top side with it, Michaela. Boyd has the ball kicked off her shin, and here comes, driving on the court, Lauren Brown, coast to coast, doesn't get it, but a blocking foul defensively on Oskaloosa. Getting down the floor just as fast as she could to try to stop that play. Callie Wright will collect her first foul this evening. And with a half a minute to go in the first half, coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls, Lauren Brown. She's got 8 points. Has not had a free throw opportunity yet tonight, and her first one is perfect. One more shot coming up for the senior for Valley Falls. Not only is Lauren getting ready to take a free throw, she's standing up there kind of directing traffic there, her teammates along the lane, but there's really nothing for them to do. You put the free throws in like she did both of those. Makes it a lot easier. It's now 25-16. And we're down to 20 seconds left in the half. Baseline runner on the upcourt play is going to be waved off. This is going to be a turnover. And that's a real break for Valley Falls. That shot went down, but they're going to clear it away for the board. Scotty Barnes will bring Corey Kirkwood back in, take Brooklyn Schmelzy out. So for Coach Hale, you're bringing your perimeter shooting two guard for this last possession of the half. Quickly comes down the right side, the skip across the lane, a beautiful move to the basketball, results in a layup up from the left side by Evie Gatzmeyer. 5 seconds to go in the half. Up the floor with the Michaela. She'll race down the right side. Coast to coast, driving shot. Hits it at the buzzer, and no one steps in front of her. We got a timeout on the floor. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you in the girls' game as they go to the locker room. Oskaloosa 27. Valley Falls, E.T.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up. It's the boys' game. Going to be coming up after this one here on CARE. Stick around with us for that. But right now, with the girls at halftime. And Oskaloosa here at home with a 9-point lead. Let's recap the first half scoring. First of all, for the visitors from Valley Falls, pacing away by a long shot, it's Lauren. Lauren Brown with 10 of her team's 18 points. Corey Kirkwood has 4, and then there are 2 apiece for Cassidy Frakes and Evie Gatzmeyer. For Oskaloosa, what a great half for Michaela Boyd, 11 in the first half. 7 for Lex Masal. It was a 5-point half for Hallie Wright. And the 2 apiece are Hadley Hawk and Paris Marsh. No one in any real foul trouble. No player with more than 2. Michaela Boyd for Oskaloosa does have 2 fouls in the first half. Again, stick around. Guys game coming up after this one. But first, we're going to take a break and come back and bring in the second half of the ladies game. But right now with our intermission score, Oskaloosa 27 to Valley Falls, Lady Dragons 18. We kick it back to the CARE Radio Sports Studios for a Tuesday night special Joseph Halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their mixed 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening. Coming up tomorrow night, looking at the Care Country Sports Studio calendar, we've got Benedictine versus Missouri Valley. Missouri Valley is coming to town. The games will be up at the Nolan with the women's game starting at 5:30. The men should start sometime right around 7:30. Thursday night brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Coming up on Friday night, we've got Marhill Mount Academy versus JCN as JCN comes to town. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip for the girls' game. However, it is the Marhill Gym, and it might be starting a little bit late, as tonight's games did start a little bit late as well. And the boys should take to the court sometime around 8 p.m. or so. Saturday, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road in Canton, Missouri, taking on Culver Stockton. The women's game has a 2 p.m. tip. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around Northeast Kansas and the scores as I have them.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Taking a look around the area, we've got Nemaha Central and Hiawatha. At the half, it was Hiawatha 19, Nemaha Central 15. Riverside was leading Sabetha at the half, 21-6. In the Royal Valley-Holton matchup, at the half, it was Holton 14, Royal Valley 11. At the end of the first, Washington County was leading Lynn 18-13. Donovan West is leading Axtell at the half 31-13. Hanover's got 31 points over the Valley Heights girls 16. And in this game, we've got Oskaloosa at 27 points and Valley Falls at 18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows level off around 29 tonight under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest at around 5 miles an hour. Bright sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 63. Lows dip down to about 41 tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected Thursday with highs around 62. 59 Friday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr. Taking a look outside right now, it's 41 degrees. We've got 37 degrees on the feels like with a wind out of the north at 5 miles per hour. Relative humidity 71%, dew point 32 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.17 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Couch courtside in just a couple of moments.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green. Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
And as we return, welcoming you back to Oskaloosa, Kansas. A quick driving layup on the inbound play at Oskaloosa's Hallie Wright. Scores her seventh point of the game, and the Bears go up 29-18. Welcome back, everybody, underneath the volleyball shot. It's going to be up and good. That was a nice play by Cassidy Brakes, her fourth point of the game. And it's 29-20. Many thanks to Joseph at Care Sports Studio, taking care of us all at halftime. Well done, young man. Tom Couch will be here in the gym, and Oskaloosa with a basketball. Lex will take it, goes right side, and back on top. Hallie goes for a three. Rims off, no good. Rebound tipped out, and Valley's coming down with the basketball. It's going to be Kirkwood. Corey bringing it up the floor with a right-hand dribble. Now alternates it to the left, swings it over to the baseline, back out to the rim. They look at the baseline, just no room. Back to Frakes. Out on top, Lauren. She'll go three. Hits the back. Long rebound. Miss out. Here comes Oskaloosa. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Lady Bears are running shot off the window and good. Wow, what a nice play by Paris Marsh. And it's now 31-20. 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Haven't had a ton of fouls. Game has not had a lot of stoppages to play. It's moved along at a relatively brisk pace. Now the ball over to the right side, trapped in the corner. Valley's going to get rid of it, and it's going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. Come back in again to the Dragons. Valley Falls has got their starting five of Evie Gatsmeyer, Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood, Caitlin Yates, and Cassidy Frakes. For Oskaloosa, Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh, McKenna Boyd, Emma Vogel, and Lex Massal. Here comes Valley with a basketball, and out on top with it is Lauren. Here's a shot, right side, up and good for two. Give Evie a couple of points. It's 31-22. Baseline runner, got it from baseline left side. Not that far out, really. Putting it up from about 10 feet away. Paris Marsh picking up her fourth point. And here comes Valley into the forecourt. Turnaround shot, partially deflected. I think he's going to call Marsh for the foul. She got in the middle, threw her hand skyward, but it will be Paris picking up the foul. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Marsh, foul number one. First foul by either team in the third quarter. And coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls, it'll be Corey Kirkwood. Corey's got 2 points in the first, two in the second. No free throws yet tonight. This one is good. So Kirkwood will pick up her fifth point on the evening, making it a 10-point game. She can cut it to single digits with one more shot. For Valley Falls, the key here, not to get it all back here in the third quarter, but got to start making some inroads if they're going to have a chance at a road win tonight. Second free throw, got them both. Kirkwood with six. And it's 33-24. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. Oskie down the right side. Michaela will take it into the corner. Defender goes out of bounds. That comes back in to cover her up. Cross-court pass down to the baseline. It's going to be stolen by Valley Falls. Taking it away is going to be Connor. Gracie just checking into the game. They'll bring it out on top to Cassidy. Frakes over to the left side to Corey. Kirkwood works toward the middle with a right-hand dribble. Now backs it away. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Rotates back into the middle. Turns from 12. No. Rebound, Massal. Oskaloosa sweeps down the rebound, and Hallie Wright will bring it up the floor. Long outlet pass down the right side. On the floor a couple of times, Michaela feeds it over to the left side, but the baseline jumper is up and short. Missal with the follow. It's up and good. Plus one for Lex. Lex Missal, a good job of coming up with the offensive rebound on a miss at a baseline shot from the left side. Got it back up and in. Hits the follow. Draws the foul. And a foul is going to be on Connor. Her first of the game. And team foul went to the third quarter by Valley Falls. The completion of three-point play. Whoa, it won't go in. The foul with 9 points. It is 35-24. And again, a double-digit lead for Oskaloosa. The upcourt pass slapped out of bounds by Lex Missal. It looked like a volleyball move. She's kind of punched it into the crowd behind the Valley Falls bench. It comes in at the baseline. The baseline three. Got it. Corey Kirkwood. Kirkwood, a capable perimeter shooter, but that was her first three-point shot tonight. And now we'll get a Dragon timeout with Coach Hale. Taking a break here in Oskaloosa. 4:39 to go in the third quarter of the ladies' game. Lady Bears 35, Dragons 27.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato Olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
But as we come back, Oskaloosa putting the ball in play quickly, and a driving Michaela Boyd layup gives her 13th points of the game and makes it once again a 10-point lead for Oskaloosa. Three-pointer from the right side, up no good. Rebound tipped out. Oskaloosa's going to pull it down. Here comes Vogel. She'll take it down the right side. Bounce pass to the baseline. The long two nails it. Hallie Wright with her 9th point. Up a dozen goes Oskaloosa. It is 39-27. Inside 4 minutes of play in the third quarter. So Oskaloosa's pushed right back to that lead. And now the pass out on top by Valley Falls is going to be anticipated. Stepped in front of us, stolen away. Hallie Wright brings it down coast to coast. Forces up the shot, which will not go in. But the subsequent foul will put Hallie Wright on the free throw line. The whistle's going to be on Corey Kirkwood. So for Corey, it'll be foul number two tonight. Foul number three tonight for Corey. And the first free throw's just a little bit wide. One more shot coming up here at the free throw line for Hallie. 3:42 to go in the third. 39-27. Bears in front. Girls high school basketball in the Northeast Kansas League here in Oskaloosa, Kansas tonight. The home team up a dozen. And now the official stops the game as a couple of pedestrians walk across from beneath the goal. Too close to the playing surface for the official's liking. And so she'll stop it. Now, put the ball back in the hands of Hallie. And the free throw will not go in. Rebound is going to be lost out of bounds by Valley Falls. Two Lady Dragons were there to come up with a basketball, Kirkwood and Frakes. And I think each thought the other one was going to pull it in. Neither did. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Oskaloosa ball at their baseline. And there's a travel? Yeah. As the ball gets to the hands of Lexi Bradshaw, I think Lexi was little undecided about what she was going to do. Is she going to bring it out on top? Going to go with the pass? And ends up traveling with the basketball. Back up with the Wacom Valley Falls. So the teams exchange turnovers. And here's a baseline three for Valley that's up and no good. Nice rebound underneath. And the Dragons are going to keep it alive, but now the cross-court pass will elude everybody and get away. By the way, that nice board, Callie DeLong, only a freshman for Valley Falls, making that play. We come up the bar with it, with the Bears. We're down to 3:10 to go. Rolling along in the third quarter. Again, the game has been good. Not a lot of wildness, not a lot of big plays. Now, there's one. A big baseline three from the right side is up and good by Lexi Bradshaw. And it is now a 42-27 lead for Oskaloosa. Up 15 with 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Shot by Valley Falls is going to miss, but an offensive rebound pulled down on top by Kirkwood. She'll keep it alive back into the lanes. Four defenders collapse around her, and one of them reached in. Let's see against whom this foul is going to be called. The whistle is going to be on Paris Marsh. It'll be her second foul of the game, both of them coming in the third quarter. Team fouls are even here in the third at two apiece. Valley Falls brings it in, and again, if Valley's going to make a comeback in this game, they're going to have to get started pretty shortly. Down 15 now. They're going to run out of time. The shot goes over to baseline. It's going to be deflected by Masao. Stolen away by Oskaloosa. Outlet pass up the floor. Very long. It's saved well. Down to the baseline. The feed in the middle of the legs. Dumps it over to the left side. The runner is going to be good off the left baseline. Give that bucket to Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel, her first point of the game. And we have a Valley Falls timeout as Oskaloosa's put it together a huge lead. Timeout, Joseph, with 2:06 to go in the third quarter. All Bears right now. Oskaloosa 44, Dragons 27.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
This one, I thought the gym was really, really full a little while ago. It has somehow become yet fuller. I mean, there's hardly any space at all here in this place. It's still with 2:06 to go in the third quarter of the girls' game. Guys' game still coming up. I mean, these two communities have turned out to support their teams extremely well tonight. Got to be proud of that fan base support. And Valley Falls is going to bring the ball to play. And Lex Masal's going to steal it. Here comes Oskaloosa. They'll take it down the right side to Bradshaw. She'll feed it over to the right block. Crossing over. The shot goes up. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Kick back out on top. Bradshaw. And Oskaloosa will get it to Michaela Boyd, who will back it away with a minute 40 to play here in the third. She'll play off the screen. Michaela goes baseline. Puts up a runner that's going to be a little bit soft. And a rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. Here comes Lauren. She'll take it down the left side. Jump it into the corner. Brown. With the ball way out of the baseline left. Start to drive in. Now her cross-court pass is batted. It's on the floor. Being chased after it. Oskaloosa will clear it away. Here they come. Running shot on the other end, and it won't fall. Great steal. Good transition to the other end, but didn't quite get it to finish. And Valley Falls brings it back up with a minute 7 to play in the third. Valley with it on the right side. And right now, the Dragons can ill afford to waste any possessions. Here's the drive into the lane. Oh, that was a cute shot. Lexi Brad, or excuse me, in the middle, that is going to be, is that Evie in there knocking that down? No. Okay. That's who that was. She just gotten in here just a little bit ago. Chloe knocks that one down. So give her that bucket. Chloe getting her first point of the ball game, making it 44-29. And we're at a half a minute to go in the third quarter, and the ball is going to be down to the baseline. We get a whistle, we get a foul called, and we've got all kinds of substitutions coming in. 3 coming in for Valley Falls, 2 coming in for Oskaloosa, with less than a half a minute to go in the third quarter. That'll be the first foul of the game for Evie Gatzmeyer for Valley Falls. Into the baseline, the runner goes up, and we'll have a Valley Falls foul this time on Connor. Gracie will have her second foul of the game. But this one is going to send Hallie right to the free throw line. Hallie's got 9 points, but 0 for 2 at the line tonight. Missed him just a few moments ago in this quarter, but that one is perfect. 10 points this evening for Hallie Wright. 45-29. Back into the game for Valley Falls will come Lauren Brown. Also coming back in is going to be Evie Gatzmeyer. Coach Hale making a little offensive switch here, going smaller, maybe faster, knowing that he's going to try to get a bucket here before the end of the third quarter. The second free throw is up. It is also good for Hallie. She'll have 11 points now. It is 46-29. 20 seconds now. 19 into the fourth quarter it comes. Over to the baseline left. We've got a player down and a jump shot that's going to be up and good. For Valley Falls, the bucket by Gracie Connor, her first points. And we had a Valley player who stumbled, but now she's gotten up and seems to be okay. And now coming up the floor with it, Roscaloosa Hallie kind of gets away from her a little bit. And by the time she gets it recovered, it's going to be a turnover by the Bears. 3 seconds. They're going to have to get up the floor in a hurry. 1 second. They're not going to take a shot. And that's it. We are through 3 in Oskaloosa in the ladies game. The first of our high school hoops doubleheader here on Care Radio. We'll be back to bring in the fourth quarter. The score. Oskaloosa Lady Bears 46. Valley Falls 31.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Many thanks to our man Joseph, back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. He's our producer and our engineer tonight. Tom Couch with you here courtside and going to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. Oskaloosa at home enjoys a 15-point lead, 46-31. For the visitors, Valley Falls led in scoring right now by Lauren Brown with 10. Right behind her, Corey Kirkwood with 9. 4 apiece for Gatzmeyer and Frakes, 2 each for Connor and Cox. For Oskaloosa, 2 players in double-digit scoring as Michaela Boyd, 13, leads Hallie Wright with 11. Behind both of them, very close, Lex Missal, 9 points, half a dozen, Paris Marsh, 3 each for Lexi Branchon, Hadley Hawk with 2, and Emma Vogel with 2. All right, that all done. We go to the fourth quarter. A hill to climb for Valley Falls and a win to be secured for Oskaloosa. Let's see what happens in the first pass of the fourth quarter. Is going to be stolen by Valley. They'll lob it down to the left side. No shot there. Brings it back to the top. Thinking about 3. Here it will come, and it's going to be too strong. Rebound underneath Oskaloosa. Michaela Boyd comes up with the basketball. Races to the other end of the court. Finger roll up and good. What a play by Michaela. You can see she's just feeling it. She's feeling good. She had the transition, handled the ball well, and I got to be honest, there's nothing I like better than that finger roll shot as you roll it off the palm of your hand that way. The free throw is up and good. Michaela with that 3-point play has 16 now. That is, by the way, the second foul of the ball game for Lauren Brown and the first fourth quarter foul for either team. The shot goes up and misses, and on the follow shot, we have an Oskaloosa foul. So we're just about a half a minute into the fourth quarter. We've already had a lot of action and plenty of fouls, and this time an Oskaloosa foul will be given to Emma Vogel. Emma's second foul tonight. Team fouls now even at 1 apiece. The free throw not going to fall for Cassidy Frakes. Cassidy Frakes, the junior post for Valley Falls, will have a second one, and neither will it go down. And rebounding the basketball and up the floor, Michaela. Michaela's an all-conference kind of player, isn't she? Here's a cross-court pass to Lex. She will put it up with the right hand off the glass and good. Love it when they use the glass. Allows you to put a little more loft on the ball, keep it further away from the defender. Masal has 11, and it's now 51-31 with 6:50 to play. Valley Falls coming down with it, puts up a 16-foot jump shot, won't fall. Caitlin Yates couldn't get it to fall, and out on top, Masal. She'll go three. Wow! Lex Masal. This one's about to become a runaway here. 54-31. 6:29 to go. Valley will cut into the lane. A little left-handed runner. That was off the window and nicely done. Lauren Brown with a dozen. 54-33. 6:14 left. Back over to the right side. It goes, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be Oskaloosa basketball right in the corner between the baseline and the end of the Oskaloosa bench, where you got to find Michaela Boyd putting it in play. And now the inbound pass is going to be lost. Taken away by Valley Falls. Kirkwood up the floor with it. Here comes Corey. Works her way to the right side. Dumps it back behind her. That's going to be Evie with it. Comes out on top. Cassidy's pass inside. Stolen again. You know it was Michaela who did that. Now it'll be knocked away from Michaela from behind. That was a nice defensive play. Showing quick feet and good hands by Chloe Cox. She was able to run from behind, catch the ball handler, and then dislodge the ball from her on the dribble. Oskaloosa will have it in at the baseline. 5:50 to play. Oskaloosa looking for their seventh win of the season. The feed will come to the right block on the floor two times in the right-hand shot. It's up and good. Jenna Southery. Now, right now, Coach Lane has used eight players for Oskaloosa. All eight of them have scored. It is 56-33, and we're down to 5.5 minutes to go. Valley will jump it over to the right side, look into the middle, not a lot of room there, so they'll launch a long three. It hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be pulled down by Michaela. That's a baseball pass to the other end. Take it to the left side, dish back to the free throw line, 15-footer, won't fall. Fowler shot will go in, plus one. So we're going to count the bucket, going to get a foul and an opportunity for Jenna Southery at the conventional three-point play. As for Valley Falls, Edie Gansmeyer collects her second personal foul of the night, and it'll be the Dragons' second team foul of the fourth quarter. 58-33, all Bears here. Free throws, all right, high, airborne, around and around, and it is good. Took a couple of revolutions around the rim, but it fell through. 59-33. We have 5 minutes left. Crowd getting pumped up here now. It's a very largely partisan Oskaloosa crowd. Baseline three. Oh, a pretty shot from the outside for Chloe Cox. Chloe's got five. 55-36. Down four with the basketball. Bounce pass over to the right corner. Here's Michaela with it. Long cross-court pass to the left side. Looking for Paris Marsh over there, but just a little bit too much on that toss. And that gets away into the front row of the stands, where Valley Falls will be putting it in play. 4:28 to go. Both Hallie Wright and Lex Masal come back into the ballgame for Coach Lane and Oskaloosa with 4:28 to go. Valley will work all the way around to the left side. That 2-3 zone has been very, very good tonight for Oskaloosa. Continues to be, as it's just frustrated Valley Falls all night long. We're approaching the midpoint now of the fourth quarter. It is a 23-point lead for Oskaloosa. Valley will go for another three. That one's going to be well short. And it'll be caught on the fly by Jenna Southering. Back up with it. It's Oskaloosa into the forecourt. That's a quick push pass over to the left side, cutting into the lane, falling away. The jump shot up, no good. Lex looks like she may have pushed in from behind, but no foul called. The Massal will collect two more points. That's seven in the fourth quarter, 16 in the game for Massal. Three-point shot, Valley, wide to the right side. It's going to go out of bounds on a hop. And Lauren Brown, who's hit 2 3-point shots early in the game, back in the opening quarter, did not score in the third, but has two fourth-quarter points. A dozen so far tonight for Lauren Brown. 3.5 to play in the game. Oskaloosa, a little look-away pass over to the right side. Cadley Hawk takes it in the corner. Now the pass out on top is going to be stolen. Chloe to the other end scores. Chloe Cox is coming off the bench for Valley Falls and done a very, very nice job. That'll be her seventh point tonight. Here's a runner on the other end, and I'm not sure if that was an intended pass or if it was a shot that just went away because of a defender coming in and committing a foul. But we will have Oskaloosa coming to the free throw line as Kirkwood picks up her fourth foul tonight. We've got 3:14 to play. 61-38. Oskaloosa out front. Little skip pass into the block, and now in some traffic, and the ball's going to get tied up. Jump ball. Possession. Back, it will come to Valley Falls. Dragons in those traveling black uniforms with gold, and Oskaloosa in the home white with red and blue. Dragons bring it up. Go right side. Come out on top to Kirkwood. Nearly goes over and back, but she's able to rescue it, stopping the forecourt. They'll go to the baseline left. Head fake by Brown. Kicks it over to the right. Now into the corner, Chloe. She's had the hot hand, but that one won't quite fall. And the rebound is going to be tied up, and on the jump ball, going to come back down again to Oskaloosa with the alternate possession. And 2:47 remaining to go in the game. 61-38 Bears. Didn't start this way. This game was close early on. In fact, there was a 5-point lead for Valley Falls about two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through the opening quarter. And then the light came on and things started clicking for Oskaloosa, and they have not looked back. Tell you what we have done, though. We've gotten a timeout taken. And Joseph, I think we should enjoy it with these teams. What do you say? Breaking the action, coming to 2:40 to go in the ladies' game. Oskaloosa 61, Valley Falls 38.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
With 2:40 to go in the game, Oskaloosa puts it in play. Michaela grabbed that like she was going to go over and back, but that inbound pass could have gone into the backcourt with her. And now it's going to be turned over by Oskaloosa. Here comes Valley quickly down the floor, driving into the lane. The ball's going to be kind of stripped away, and here's Michaela coming up the floor. She's one on two, attacks the bucket. Two players spill to the floor, and we will have a foul call. Going to be sending Michaela Boyd back to the free throw line. The whistle on Valley Falls' Callie DeLong. Her first foul tonight. At the free throw line tonight, Michaela is one of two. She has 16 points this evening. That one won't quite go in.
one more shot coming up for Michaela now. Some other substitutions coming into the game. Oscar, this is going to bring Lexi Bradshaw back in. She's out there with Hallie Wright back out. Emma Vogel on the right side of the lane, and the free throw is good. On the left side of the lane is going to be Paris Marsh. 62-38. 2:10 to go. 3-point shot from the outside. No, but a foul call. Multiple free throws coming up for the Dragons. 2:08 to play. And coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls. The free throw's up, and not quite going to go in for Chloe. One more shot here. Chloe's had a nice game coming off the bench. That was good. Now she'll get her third free throw. And again, Chloe, only a freshman, so good to see her getting some of that game time PT. This one gets 2 out of 3. 9 points for Chloe Cox. Skip pass over to the left side. Little right-handed layup is up and good. So a couple of points there for Paris Marsh. It is 64-40. We're inside 2 minutes now. Cold blast of air here in the gym. I don't know if somebody turned on the AC or if they kicked the doors open. Here's a shot partially deflected off Chloe's hand. Rebounding it down is going to be Osbusa. Backing away, no travel. The shot for two, rims out, won't drop. Follow shot, won't go. Follow shot, rattles home. Emma Vogel's 4th point tonight. And it is now 66-40. And we're going to get multiple substitutions coming in for Oskaloosa here late in the game. The tricky part is making sure you've only got 5 out there. Right now we got a half a dozen. I don't want to come off the floor if I'm one of these young players. You know, you get out there, you don't get a lot of time. Coach puts in some new faces at the end of the game. It's like, come on, coach, let me stay. But it's a good opportunity for some of the young players to get some real practical game time experience. A turnaround shot from the right side by Valley Falls, and Corey Kirkwood gets fouled, and she'll come to the free throw line with 74 seconds to go. Official will slide over here, and we will notch that foul to Oskaloosa's Blake Sheshpine. Blake, one of the freshmen. Free throw, yes. And Corey Kirkwood reaches double-figure scoring. That'll be her 10th point tonight. 66-41. Long look at the rim and perfect. 66-42. More adjustments to the lineup getting set to check in. Oskaloosa is going to get Riley Guilfoyle in. She's a sophomore. So you got, who else we have? We got Blake out there, and we've got Lexi Bradshaw. Also in the game is Hadley Hawk. Down there at the point of the inbound, I see Lily Pullen. Lily's a freshman. And let me see who I'm missing here. The ball is going to be stolen off the inbound. Here comes Oskaloosa. Down the floor, right side, it's going to be Bradshaw. Now she's going to lose the handle. It's going to be picked back up. Valley Falls taking it down the left side. Quick running shot is up. Off the mark, no good. Oskaloosa rebounds it down. It's going to be Hadley. Hawk will get the basketball over to Bradshaw. Lexi into the forecourt, and they will call over and back. Riley Guilfoyle, Lily Pullen. I'm just trying to see if I'm missing anybody out there. And Hadley Hawk, Lexi Bradshaw, and Blake Sheshpine. So there we go.
49, 48, 47 to go in the game. Valley with a basketball. Here's a baseline three. Hits the rim. Bounces long away and is rebounded out by Sheshpine. Here comes Oskaloosa. Quickly, they'll spin it to the right side from the baseline. The jumper just short. Offensive rebound underneath, and the Valley Falls defender reaches in. Paisley Heinen, a Dragon freshman, ties that thing up. And even though it's a 24-point game, I'm glad to see the youngsters getting PT out here. I just like it. It's fun to see them get a chance to make all of that practice pay off. Shot missing and 15 seconds left. Valley will come up court. The outlet pass is going to be a little bit long and trying to sell it the other way. Chloe Cox says it was off a Oskaloosa player, but the official goes, yeah, no, it's going to be Oskaloosa basketball. 10 seconds to go. 66-42, Bears in front of this ladies' game. Now, we're going to take a little recess between games, and we'll be back with the guys. Should be a really good guys' game also. 7 seconds, 5 seconds, round to the right. Take a shot. Here you go. It's off the rim. No. Tipped out of bounds. Final score tonight in the girls' game. Oskaloosa, coming from behind with an opening quarter deficit, roars to an impressive win tonight. Oskaloosa 66, Valley Falls 42. We'll be back to summarize it all for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Going to play the alma mater across the way for the Pep Bandit. Maintenance is going to get the floor touched up. Guys game will come up before you know it, but quickly let's recap the ladies contest. Oskaloosa with a big win at home here tonight. Valley Falls, though, they were led, as they so often are, by Corey Kirkwood and Lauren Brown. Lauren had a dozen. Corey had 11. 9 for Chloe Cox. That was a great game for Chloe, the freshman, coming in off the bench, scoring 9. It falls into 4 each for Evie Gatzmeyer and Cassidy Frake. And it was a 2-point game tonight for Gracie Connor. For Oskaloosa, you cannot question that the Bank of Atchison player of the game is Michaela Boyd. Okay, 17 points to lead her team and to lead all scorers. Lex Vassal, with a huge second half, has 16 on the night, and also double-figure scoring for Hallie Wright with 11. 8 tonight for Paris Marsh for Oskaloosa with a 5-point game for Jenna Southery, 4 for Emma Vogel, 3 tonight for Lexi Bradshaw and Hanley Hawk with 2. Valley Falls now 4-7-3-4. Oskaloosa improves to 7-4 and 4-3. We're going to take a little break, kick it back to Joseph, and we'll be back with a guys game. It'll be coming up shortly. Valley Falls and Oskaloosa. Don't want to miss that in the Northeast Kansas League. Get the final score of the ladies game. Oskaloosa 66, Valley Falls 42. Back we go to Joseph in the CARE Sports Studio.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.